This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Stimulants are drugs used to increase alertness and attention in people who have ADHD. Though using them is common, they may not always be the best option if your child is having attention issues. Dr. Scott Zettner, a psychologist at Family Solutions Counseling Center, talks about your child taking stimulants and the side effects of using them on this week's Time to Talk.
Dr. Scott Zettner, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Jay. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about stimulants, especially when we see them used in children in treating ADHD and ADD.
Yes, stimulants are a class of psychotropic drugs that have been around for decades. Probably the first to be used in the 1950s was methylphenidate, known by the trade name Ritalin, and there have been a series of stimulants that have come out since then, and most of them are available generically now and are relatively inexpensive. One of the newer drugs, which is used quite often, is a drug called Vyvanse, and it's still under trade status, but it's been more recently developed. And again, all these drugs have indications for a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which sometimes presents without hyperactivity and just inattention.
So what should we be looking for as parents? Because there are risks, there are also side effects, but they also can be very effective in treating the disorder.
In the case of identifying whether or not you have a child who may have ADHD, which, by the way, I think of it as kind of an umbrella term for really any form of disruptive, hyperactive, impulsive behavior. Not all cases of that have ADHD, but usually it presents itself pretty early. You know, these are kids that are in a hurry. They're ready to go. They want to crawl before they're physically able to, and walk and run. And they tend to have a lot of tumbles and accidents. They don't use a lot of caution. And by the time they start school, this is when you know that there's an issue, because the teacher will call up and say, "I'm not sure your son's or daughter's ready for school yet. And they're just too immature, and we need to wait another year." Oftentimes, there's pressure at that point for a parent to take a child to a doctor to be evaluated, and at that point, a decision is made about the diagnosis. I would suggest, before jumping to that diagnosis, if these resources are available, a clinical psychologist can perform a psychometric or psychological testing that can reliably determine whether the hyperactivity, inattention, impulsivity meets the diagnostic criteria. And if it doesn't, then there might be some other management tools besides medication that would be very helpful.
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of people who have heard of a child being on Adderall or Ritalin and it worked beautifully, so they come to you and they say, "Hey, I really believe my child has ADHD. Can we get some of that? Because that's going to be a magical fix." But that's not always the best option.
No, I like to I prescribe stimulants myself, but I do educate parents to do their own research on it. There are side effects that typically happen, including headaches. Sometimes there can be some cardiac effects, usually very minor. And then there's the other issue of physical and psychological dependence with these drugs.
It's a part of therapy. It's not the be-all, end-all.
That's right. And the other things that can really help are parental management to help a parent keep that child on a regular structure and routine. They need that in order to stay focused.
Dr. Scott Zettner is a psychiatrist at Family Solutions Counseling Center. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.